minister and said, "Don't touch that dial."
This is the 100,000-watt voice of...
On the phone with me right now is Monkey from Pirate Cat TV, Channel 13 in San Francisco. You there?
Yeah, man, I'm here.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you all right.
Cool. So you got a pirate radio or pirate TV station going on in San Francisco for the last 6 months.
Yeah, for the last 6 months now. I know you're familiar with Pirate Cat Radio, and that was kind of what started everything. We've been doing Pirate Cat Radio for 8 years now in various cities throughout California. And now, like the next inevitable step, I guess, other than, streaming online with your radio station is to do Pirate TV. And, we started New Year's Day 2005, and it's been going ever since.
So what's some of your programming? Do you have live shows, or do you do mostly tapes, or how does that work?
It's really difficult to do live shows on TV versus radio. So, that's one of the things I actually found out, is that just doing TV is a totally different beast than doing radio. But, we don't really have much live programming. We do have some stuff like the Street Level TV, which is a locally produced show here in San Francisco that some of the SF Indie Bay organized to put that show together. Hmm. And then, various people submit us, like, protest videos we get from around town. We just had the pro-abortion protests on the air. Somebody randomly submitted us a tape from that. And, get pretty much emails every day. I think, today I actually just replied to a guy in China who is part of a dissident group out there, and they're sending us a videotape about, labor prisons they have out there and stuff like that. So it'll be really interesting to see that when it comes out.
You have a website at, what is it?
It's piratecattv.com. And that's piratecattv.com.
And you don't have a schedule yet, right? It's kind of
yeah, we don't.
At
we're
the moment.
Actually having a meeting this weekend to organize a schedule. We don't have a schedule mm-hmm. yet, but it's all in the works right now.
It's weird because I've never really heard of a pirate radio or pirate TV station. I'm sorry, I'm so used to saying pirate radio. The radio.
Yeah,
thing
I know.
Pirate
it's
for
hard
years
to kind
years.
Of veer away from that. But yeah, it's interesting that there hasn't really been any pirate television stations in the U.S. And it's just kind of until recently that amazingly, people like Stephen Dunifer was able to figure out how to put together a TV transmitter that's even simpler than building a radio transmitter.
That's what you're running on?
Yeah, actually, we got it from Free Radio Berkeley. Stephen's holding some workshops up there occasionally. You can actually visit their website. I don't remember what it is offhand, but if you do a Google search for Free Radio Berkeley,
I think it's that.
It might actually be freeradio.org, I think.
Yeah.
And he's got a bunch of workshops right now going about how to build your own TV station. And it's pretty cool. He'll sit there and actually show you, how the technology works and everything, and explain to you, how, a TV signal propagates. And then you sit down and actually build your own transmitter. It's pretty awesome.
Hmm. So you have how strong is your transmitter?
Not that strong. It's only about 80 watts. Uh-huh. And it's really interesting because of the way TV technology works, how it's different from radio. But if you put out the wrong, you have to really kind of regulate the colors that you have going out over the air, or else, too much white will saturate and you'll totally lose your signal and it'll cut down to like 30 watts.
Oh my God.
So you have to make sure you have all the right equipment and everything set up to keep all that from happening. Luckily, I did it the cheap way and have a computer program that does all of it for me. So.
Wow. Yeah, the computers are really starting to help out in these pirate
areas. Yeah, it's awesome.
Areas.
I actually had to build a terabyte server to hold, a month worth of programming, and that's saving everything as DivX AVI files. So pretty much what will happen is people will submit to us their VHS tapes or their DVDs, and then we have to sit down and manually convert it all over to a DivX AVI file. And it's a little time-consuming, but it's the best way to actually hold all that content on there and not have to have somebody sitting by manually putting in DVDs or VHS tapes or anything.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. So yeah, you've been on the air for 6 months. Have you gotten a visit from our friends David Dune, who came over and raided us? You're in the San Francisco area, right?
Yeah, we're in San Francisco, and you know, pretty much the FCC guys, from what I've noticed, are the same all throughout California. You don't get anybody different coming by and, you know, hassling you. But, you know, 3 years ago for Pirate Cat Radio, we submitted an application to the FCC for a broadcast license and sent in a check for $10 along with that, stipulating that if they cash the check, that's accepting our, you know, application for a license.
Well, lo and behold,
the FCC cashes the check. And 3 years later, we still haven't gotten a denial letter for them or even heard them come knock at our door.
And they cashed your check. That's amazing.
It's been nice.
$10? That's all it cost? We should do that.
What's that?
At $10?
$10. I figured, you know, I was going to do it for $1, but somebody told me to take it a little seriously, and, you know, so I upped it to $10.
So you guys are on the air, and right now you're playing a lot of documentary type stuff, and
We're doing a lot of documentaries and stuff like that, but also, you know, we'll just fill in and we'll have some fun as well, and we'll play stuff like the new Doctor Who episodes that are coming on the BBC in England,
mm-hmm,
that for some reason no TV station in the US has picked up yet. So, you know, we'll do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I myself am a bit of a sci-fi nerd, so I'll play a lot of Red Dwarf and Doctor Who episodes. And then I've got other people who just, you know, submit to me whatever they want to put on the air. And pretty much, you know, our rules on what we play on the air is, like, as long as nothing is, you know, degrading to women or homosexuals, or, you know,
mm-hmm,
just, you know, nothing that's really, you know, offensive to anybody. But, you know, and it can't be propaganda. It has to be stuff that, you know, is factual and is truthful. So, you know, you're not going to be seeing any of Bush's speeches anytime soon, since those are all kind of ludicrous.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome that you guys have been on the air for so long and haven't gotten busted yet.
But we totally, you know, would love to get submissions from other people. So if anybody's listening right now and they have some kind of video project they're working on, or, you know, have thought about doing a show and don't know where to get it on the air, definitely go to piratecattv.com and please, you know, get our mailing address and submit some stuff to us. We want anything we can get from anybody to put on the air.
Okay. Well, hey, man, I really appreciate you taking the time to
tell us
about Pirate Cat TV, and hopefully we'll get more pirate TVs, because, you know, there's so much now that the cable industry is taking over the cable, you know, TV, that all this space is opening up on regular TV that you stick an antenna, you know.
Yeah, there's that, and then as well with, you know, HDTV becoming the new thing in the next few years, you're going to have all of your regular analog stations, believe it or not, are not going to be there anymore. You're going to have to buy a new HD receiver to actually watch television.
So
what does that mean is that you have thousands of old TV sets that still get regular analog stations that are going to be completely open. So it's, you know, now's the time. Get on it. Set up your own station and start, you know, playing whatever you want on TV. Get information out there through a visual medium.
How's the radio station going?
What's that?
How's the radio station going?
Pirate Cat Radio is going great. We've got 30 DJs right now.
Uh-huh.
And pretty much the station is fully operated by the DJs. We all pitch in $20 a month to keep the station up and going, to pay for our rent and electricity and everything. And, you know, we're streaming online right now. We can hold about 800 people online. We've got podcasting going on, and also, we're about to go to 1,000 watts in the next few weeks here. Just have to finish building this damn directional Yagi antenna.
And that's at 87.9 in San Francisco area.
87.9 FM in San Francisco.
You get a good coverage.
And most of the East Bay as well.
You get a good coverage then out of the radio too.
Yeah, we get a pretty good coverage. I've actually had calls from, I don't know where, I guess where the 680 or the 880 meets the 5. So that's, you know, it's pretty far out there. But, you know, I've actually been able to sit on a hill in Vallejo and listen to the station as well. So we get pretty good coverage for, you know, only being at 220 watts right now.
How's the FCC activity around the station these days?
What's that?
How's the FCC activity been? Have you been?
We haven't heard from them at all.
You've never been approached?
When they came and shut down Liberation Radio in San Francisco, we offered, you know, I got on the air. It's like, look, the FCC's in town. Come on by. I've got coffee and donuts for you waiting. And, you know, of course, nobody came by, but the invitation was totally open just to have them come on the air and talk.
And they never have left any paperwork or tried to contact anybody?
No, we haven't heard a thing from them.
Wow.
So it's been really nice.
That's because they're picking on us.
Yeah, they're spending all this time on you guys. Sorry about that.
No, it's cool. Anyway, I've been talking with Monkey from Pirate Cat Radio and Pirate Cat TV, which is Channel 13, and the radio station's 87.9 in San Francisco.
No, and to remind people, you know, disconnect your cable, your satellite dish, whatever you have, and just put those old-fashioned rabbit ears on your TV, and that's how you get it.
That's awesome. So, you know, we need more people to start doing that, you know, right there, because it's there. It's available right now, at least until all our old receivers die out.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But anyway, appreciate you taking the time. I know you're working and probably got to get back to work, but I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us here at Freak Radio Santa Cruz.
Anytime. And again, you know, visit the piratecattv.com and send us your TV shows.
All right, man.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Take care. Have a good day.
Make it stop! Make it stop!
Abstinence for young people is the
Bell
Envy Bank Plus.
Tonight at 9 Eastern, Channel 273.
It's a no-brainer.
Now, can you handle it, right? You have to write it in Braille and shove it up your ass.
Coming your way. Oh my God.